We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuftes Amud Aleph, from the beginning, two lines at the bottom, Kuftes Amud Beis. We know we wash Negel Vas every morning, until Sidayim, and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalad, Paskins, you have to wash your hands every morning. The Mishabura brings down two reasons there from the Rashba and the Rosh, either because your hands, while you're sleeping, touch different parts of your body that make your hands dirty, therefore you have to wash them, or the Rashba's shot is because you have Briach Hadasha and you're waking up to serve Hashem. You have to wash your hands like the Kayin who washes his hands, the Kiddush Daim Reglayim, before he starts doing Avodah. But Al Gemara has another reason, the more famous reason why you wash the Tehillos Daim every morning, because of a Ruach Hara Hashayra on your Daim. Zok the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, the second word of the line. Who are your Emer? It's going back on Rav Moina, the Tana Rav Moina. Who are your Emer? Yad La'ayin, someone who touches his eyes before he washes Negel Vasa, to cut it. You should cut it off. It's not good to touch your eyes. It's dangerous. It can make him blind. Yad l'chaitim, someone touches his nose before washing negavas to cut it. He should cut his hand off. It's dangerous. Yad l'peh, he puts his hand to his mouth to cut it. Yad l'oizen, to his ear to cut it. Yad l'chasuda, he puts his hand on a bruise that he has from bloodletting, which is any hole in the body, if you touch, is dangerous to cut it. Yad l'ama, to cut it. Someone touches his aver, he should cut it off. Yad l'pita bas, to cut it. If he touches the pita bas, also to cut it off. Yad le gigas, if he touches any food, the gigas is sheikhar, is beer, a barrel of beer. If he touches the beer, to cut it, he should cut his hand off, because you shouldn't touch any food before you wash until it's dying. And Mishbru Taka Paskins, that if someone does touch food, he's try to wash it. If it's going to get ruined, then it could be a kivmekel. But the chetchila, you should not touch food before you wash till it's dying. Yad mesame. Your hand can make you a person blind. Chas shalom. Yad machreshes can make him deaf. Yad maila plipas. If he touches his mouth with his hand or his nose, he can make him have a bad smell coming from his nose or his mouth. Tanya, Rav Nosson Oimer, what's this Ruach Ra's called? This Ruach Ra's name is Bas Chayrim Hizum. But this Ruach Ra's name is Bas Chayrim because it's like by all the Ruach Ra, this is like the king. He's like the Bas Chayrim. We call him Bas Chayrim because he's free reign. It's a very strong Ruach Ra. Umakpedes, and this Ruach Ra is Makped. Actually, Yerchet to Yod, we give a palm until you wash your hands three times. That means if you had the Rajva, the Rosh's reason, it'll be enough maybe to wash one time. Why do you have to wash three? Like, you know, you wash for Hamaitzi. Why do you have to wash three times in each hand? The reason is because this Bas Chayrim, this Ruach Ra, is very Makped until you wash it off three times. Omer Rav Yechonon, puch mavir bas melech. If you put this puch in your eyes, it's some kind of eye makeup. It will take away the bas melech, which is this ruach ra. We call the bas chayrim, now we're calling it bas melech. There is a girsa, the bach changes the bas chayrim. It's the same thing, the same ruach ra, that if you get this ruach ra into your eyes, you take this eye makeup and that will remove it. Opaisik is a dimmer, this type of eye makeup, puch, we're not sure what it is anymore. It also will stop any problem someone has with tears coming out of his eyes, tearing. Umar v'sei abafayim, and he adds here to his eyelashes. Taina v'hochi, went to the brides like that also. V'yishayim ha'puch ma'av basmelach, this eye makeup called puch, takes away the ruach ra basmelach, u'paisach sadimma, stops the tears. Umar v'sei abafayim, and it adds here to the eyelashes. Umar v'okva ma'shmul, alin, if someone eats leaves, certain type of grass or leaves, ain't behem shum refuah. It will not help. He's telling you not a hilchas Shabbos. He's telling you hilchas refuah. It will not, as the Rashi learns, if you eat it, it will not work. It does not heal. That's what Shmuel said. Om Rav Yosef kuzberta ain't behem shum refuah. If you eat coriander, it will not be a refuah. Om Rav Sheshes kishus haps ain't behem shum refuah. It doesn't do a refuah. Om Rav Yosef kuzberta. Rav Yosef was blind, as we know. He says, "Kuzbatar filled the kashali." Even for Rav Yosef himself, that couldn't see, it still hurts his eyes when he eats it. Omer Rav Sheshes gargira. I think gargira is called a racket plant. Afilu the mali. Even for me, it's good. And Rav Sheshes, talking Rav Sheshes, also we couldn't see. He said, "Even for me who can't see, it still does good for me." Vamalk vamashmuel kol mine kushes shari levar matruza. All type of kishus you like to eat on Shabbos. And what's the reason? Because it's not mucha milsa. Because people eat it for everything. Besides for truza, that a person only eats it for refuah, and therefore it'll be nicker that you're doing L'shem Refuah and it's also on Shabbos. Saying all type of haps are mutter because people eat it Stam Azai, but true is or not. Om Rav Chista, Shrika Tavya Shari. If you take out a piece of meat out of the oven, a piece of roast, and it's not boiling hot, so now Shaila Vishal now, it's not so boiling hot, you're allowed to smear on it eggs and oil to make it kashmak, you know, like a kilu, like margarine or butter, you know, I'll do that on meat, but you put on it eggs and oil, you let it smear onto your roast, and that's mutter. Pepui bay also, but to beat your eggs very well is also. Why is it also? So Rashi explains the reason why it's also is because it looks like I'm about to make scrambled eggs, and now I'll do that on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't beat the eggs very well, kilu, you're going to go cook it now. And therefore, that's also do on Shabbos. But the other case, but putting smearing shem on roast is not a problem. Don't say, like Rashi, don't say it's a tikkun maybe. No, it's not a tikkun. And just eating, that's the way you're eating your roast is not a problem. The Visua de Ziri, the Revitzin, Ziri's Revitzin, Ziri's wife, over the Chia Ba'ashi. The Chia Ba'ashi was a Talmud of Ziri, and the Talmud came over to the house, and he made him on Shabbos. He made him this meat dish together with the shem on top of it. Le'ochal, he didn't know eat it. He says, you know, I can't eat it on Shabbos. I'm le'rabok abd le'ochal. I make it for your Rebbe, for Ziri, for my husband, and he eats it. Va'at le'ochal, then you're not going to eat it? Zok the Gemara, so he says, Zok the Gemara, no. The Talmud knew that Ziri le'tamei. Ziri le'tamei, and he didn't hold it, that Ziri. Ziri le'tamei, that was Ziri. No, you said, Odom Yayin Sol, Mumayim Tzulum Seichem Hashmeres. You're allowed to sift, put it through a strainer. You let it strain wine or water that's clear already. That means you have wine that's already sifted, it's already strained. You have water that's already strained, and he puts it again in the strainer. It's not a problem with Shabbos Ziri holes. Why? Because right now it's Royal Achila, I'm not doing anything. It just goes into the Shaila of people who use a filter on Shabbos, filtered water. Like water without filter is also ready to drink. So a lot of places can hold. You're allowed to have a water filter on Shabbos, you know, like burritos. You're allowed to have that on Shabbos because. I'm not talking about electric ones. I'm talking about like a breeder, like a independent strainer, because people drink the water without that. So some Paiskim hold, ask your own Shaila, they allow to use that because it's anyway tzol, it's anyway good. So here also Ziri says, you're allowed to put yayin tzol, and mayim sumzak mashmeres shav, and chayshish. Kivin the mishdiach, since people drink it this way, lav midigav, you're not doing anything wrong. Hakanami, kivin the mishdiach, since people eat roast without any shemen or bay on top of it, lav midigav, you're not doing anything, not doing any tikkun. But this Talmud, Chiba Ashi, he argued on that. Dr. Maravaita Nugamara Vamaukva. But it's a continuation of Hilkasafua. Vamaukva. Misha Nokva Yodoy. Someone who got a bruise on his hand. Oy Ragloy or on his foot. Tsomsa, and he wants to, you know, stop the bleeding, whatever he wants to do, he wants to make it start healing. Same Sabiyain. You could soak it in wine. Reina Khosh is not a problem. Baylu Khalamai. Are you allowed to use vinegar? You cannot use vinegar. Since they're very phenokim, the skin is very soft, even by them, even wine works also very well. So the question is, what I was saying, wine you're allowed to use and not the vinegar, and by Mechuz, even wine I'll use. Now, let's say about us, that we're allowed to use wine, no vinegar. So what are we using wine? Does it work or not? If it didn't work, what are you doing it for? So the Eglei Tal is a big chiddush. The Eglei Tal says that the wine works, but not as good as the vinegar. The wine works that it's preventative. It'll stop the bleeding, but it won't heal whatever happened already. Mashenkin, the vinegar, will heal it. And the Eglei Tal's Mechadish, that preventative is mutter, only healing is also on Shabbos. Which is a stickle chiddush. But we learned the halacha, you have to just remember this Eglei Tal, that's the Mechal between Chamra and Chala. So the Gemara Vaita. Look more right. Then Ravina Iklaber of Ashi. Ravina went to Rav Ashi's house on Shabbos. Chazal Drichli Chamra. He saw that a chamar had agava the kare. A chamar had trampled on the top of his foot. And Rav Ashi was sitting there. Also because Tzomus Levichal, he was sitting there soaking it in vinegar. Amar Leili Sovli Mar Lahodom Rav Hillel Chalaloi. You don't hold Rav Hillel so you can't use chala. You can't use vinegar. Amalei, he says, no, Gava Yad, they got a regular shiny. The back of the hand, the back of the regular is different. The deer is a sakonis the fascius. Deer on top of the hand is a sakonis the fascius. And therefore, I'm allowed to do it. Igadamri, Chazia, the car, Igadamri, different shot. Chazia, because Thomas the Bechamri is using wine. Even wine heals it, and it's very proud of your wine. And you also, you're like very mechuzi mefanik. No, gava yad, gava regel shani. Dom rav ad, dom mas, dom rav. Gava yad, the back of the hand, the gava regel, the back of the foot. Top means the top of the foot. Harein kemaka shachol. That's like an internal bruise, the internal injury. Any internal injury, so he's saying gav yad and gav regel is the same level as internal injury, and therefore it's muta on Shabbos. Could be the Matthias is not like that anymore for us, but the Matthias then was gav yad regel was like an internal injury, just to give you an example. It's a whole shaila in halacha if a toothache inside your mouth is called a makas shachal or not, because on one hand maybe it's an internal injury. On the other hand, it might hit your mouth. I think the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah clears the shaila. Hakapana, what comes out over here is that you're only allowed to use vinegar if it's Sekaras Kefashos, and if you're Mechuzo or you're Mefanki, even Chamra, only by Sekaras Kefashos is mutter to do. So the Gemara writes, Tanar Rabbanan, Reichetim, you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos. Now, just to give you a little Akdama, the halacha is that Medina de Gemara, you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and you're allowed to wash yourself on, you're allowed to go cool yourself off on Shabbos. You're allowed to cool yourself off on Shabbos. But there's a problem that if you're going in for refuah, it's Issa refuah. So the question is, you like to go to hot springs on Shabbos. So the Tanah Bottom, Rechitza Megrar, Vemei Chamsa, Vemei Asya, Vemei Tveria. These four waters were all hot springs. Grar and Chamsa and Asya and Tveria, we know Chamei Tveria. You're allowed to be Rechitza on Shabbos. And what's the reason? Because people do it anyway, even without refuah. They do it stam for enjoyment. Therefore, it's Mutta on Shabbos. Avaloi B'yam HaGadol. You're not allowed to go be reichitz, wash yourself in the Yam HaGadol on Shabbos. We'll see why in a second. V'loi b'mei mishra, you're now going to dirty water, which is water they soak linen in it. And the reason is because that's for sure, it's very smelly. And for sure you're going in because of refuah. V'loi b'yam shel sodaim, you can't go into the Yam sodaim to wash yourself, because also it's muchach for refuah. We had a Gemara before on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis that you're allowed to wash your eyes. That's Daf Ki, your eyes let it wash with Yam with the May Melach. And it says over there that if you blink your eyes, that's a problem. But if you blink your eyes back and forth, that is a problem, because that's Mukha for a four. But put on top of your eyes, it's Mutter. But the whole goof, it seems like this Gemara, your whole goof is Aser on Yam and Shosdai. I didn't find anyone asked from this Gemara to the Gemara before, so you have to say it like that. Or you can say another Tarot, we'll say it later on. So, Dr. Gemara, what it does say very clearly here is you're allowed to use Yacham and Tvaria, but you're not allowed to go into Yam HaGadol or May Mishra or Yam and Shosdai. For a minimum, it says in the Braisa, Reichtim me Tverio of Yam HaGadol, and Vloy me Mishra of Loy Yam HaShosadim. This Braisa says you're allowed to wash yourself in the Chame Tverio and the Yam HaGadol. And it says not me Mishra, not Yam HaShosadim. So it's a Kasha Yam HaGadol, Yam HaGadol. On one hand, it says Yam HaGadol could be the Mediterranean Sea or the Atlantic Ocean. So it says, on one hand, it says the Yam HaGadol, we'll call it the Atlantic Ocean, that is Mutter, and the other one says also. The bride says, so what's going on here? Mar first wants to say, it's made of Tolu and Mechagas or Meir Rav Yehuda regarding Mikvahis. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, it says in the Pasuk that Ulamikveh Mayim Karu Yamim. That's what it says in the Pasuk in Bereshis. So the Tanan, Kol Yamim Kemikvah. All Yam have a din of a mikvah. Shenema Ulamikveh Hamayim Karu Yamim. Divra Meir. What does it mean it has a din of a mikvah? There's two type of Makoimais of water. There's a mikvah and there's a mayim. There's two main nafkaminas Rashi brings down to the mikvah and a mayim. Number one is a mikvah has to be stationary, can't be moving. If it's moving, it's not kosher. And number two, that's called zeichlin, that only a mayim is kosher zeichlin, not a mikvah. Number two is that when certain things need mayim chayim, the three things that Rashi brings down, the need mayim chayim is tefillah's zov, and hazaz, tzipur mitzayro, has to have for mayim chayim, and Mechatas, the water for Paradum, has to be Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim has to be from a Mayim and not from a mikvah. So Meir says, a very good thing, says all rivers and oceans are all like a mikvah and it can't be Metaher B'Zeichlim, and also you can't use it for Mechatas or for Azav. Why? Because the Torah says, Mikvah HaMayim Kar Yam, all the Yam are called a mikvah. Div Rab Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Yam HaGadol K'mikvah. Only Yam HaGadol is K'mikvah. All other rivers are like a Mayim. But it says Yamim, Mikveh Mayim Kor Yamim. It's just by meaning Yam Harbe, because the Yam HaGadol has a lot of different oceans attached to it. It has the Mediterranean Sea, it has the North Sea, it has different things that are attached to it, and therefore it's called yamim. And the reason it's called yamim is because even in those different places, the fish tastes different in Spain than in Africa. The third sheet, they call yamim matar mezoichlim, all yamim, all matar mezoichlim, because that's normal. So, and this way, Paskin, all yamim, all rivers, matar mezoichlim, because that is the way it's created. But it's not called ma'im chayim, it's possible zov matzura mekash v'mechatas. Like, upon we have three sheets here. And the Gemara first wants to say that the stira, if you're allowed to be reichet, so yamim gold on Shabbos, is totally Rabbi Huda Rameyer. That what's the difference between Rabbi Meir? The difference is that Rabbi Yehuda singles out the Yamagodol more than other rivers. Mashiach Rabbi Meir makes them all the same. So the Gemara thinks that Pshat is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yamagodol is so salty that it can't be called a mine, it has to be called a mikvah. So since it's so salty, so we're assuming also that's why it's also to go in on Shabbos, because Muchach LeRefuah, you don't go to salty water unless you're going to Refuah. Mashiach Rabbi Meir, he holds all rivers are the same, so therefore it's not a raya, it's for a refuah. That's the Gemara's havamina, is that's totally in this. Betzim is the shvera tliya. What does hilchos refuah got to do with this hilchos mikvahs? And that's really the Gemara's kasha. Maskar of Nachmar Yitzchak Eimer, the pligi linyan tum of a tyra. The whole machloik is maybe there's only the gavi mikvahs, tum of a tyra. And because of the pasuk, because there is a kasuf. And not because of what's more salty, but in Shabbos be Shamalei, you don't find Mechlekes in Shabbos, there's a Chaykes in Shavuot, so back Shver, there's a stira. On one hand says, you're allowed to be Reichet Yamagol on Shabbos, and on the other hand says, you're not allowed to be Reichet Yamagol on Shabbos. What is going on over here? Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak like Kasha, Hodishtoya lo Yishtoyi, where does it also go Yamagol? If you stayed there a long time, you're showing it to Refuah. The case where it's Mutter is you go in and out, that's a quick Rechitza. That's Gemara's tarot right now. So Gemara says, "My kimtla b'sraisa." The second brisa says, "Yamagodol's mutter and mishra, my mishra and yamistoyim is aser." So what's that case that we said yamagodol's mutter and my mishra and stoyim is aser? The lo yishtoy, you weren't there a long time because then yamagodol's only mutter to go in and out. The lo yishtoy, I feel my mishra nami. If you weren't there a long time, even my mishra will be mutter. That tanya, we're into the brisa. Reichtzim me tverya over my mishra. Over Yamos Shosadoim says, "May Mr. Yamos Shosadoim, after you just like a totem of the Rosh, you know, if you have pimples or bruises on your head, you're allowed to go in. But Medvar Amur Rosh Lanishtah, if you're not there a long time, I'm a Shtah, Asr. If you're there a long time, it's Asr. So you, what do you see? That if you're not there a long time, even May Mishra and Yamos Shosadoim is Mutter. So if the Braisa that says that Yama Godlo's Mutter is talking about that you weren't there a long time, so then Yamos Shosadoim and May Mishra should be Mutter also. Ella Yamagod like Kasha. A different tarot, not Nishtah, not Nishtah, different tarots. Yamagod Yamagod like Kasha. Have a Yafim Shabai or Rabim Shabai. In every ocean, there's certain parts that are more clean and geshmak. That looks like Rechitza. It doesn't look like you're doing it L'Refuah. But certain parts of the Yam are dirty, and it's clear that you don't wash there. You only go in there for Refuah, and that will be Asa. So where it says Yamagod is Asa is the Rabim Shabai. Where it says it's Mutas Yafim Shabai. And Mishra, like Amalekasha, Hadashtoi, Dolashtoi. The Bryce that says Yamagod is Mutter and Yamashosdoim and May Mishra is Asr is talking about when you were in the Shtoi, you were there a long time. And still Yamagod is Mutter because it's the Yafim. But May Mishra is Asr because of the Shtah. You're there a long time. But the case, like the Bryce says on base here, that if you're not there a long time, it's Taka Mutter. If you don't stay in the water, in the dirty water a long time, it's Taka Mutter.